Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Because compounded things are impermanent, based on that, one establishes that there is suffering, and based on the reason of suffering, then one then goes on to establish that phenomena are selfless.
대상 좀 된대기 아니 통말 통말 순인도네 아니지 두시에 담지 미닥바스 통말 순인도가네 두시에 담지 미닥바레스 진이식이야 담보 담보 주 순도네 두시에 담지 미닥바레스 진이식 양식 순인 거야 그래
So when the Buddha first taught the Dharma, he said that all compounded or all compounded phenomena are impermanent.
어떻게 제자한테 두제들이 미답을 써야 돼? 다 미답을 쓰도 가나? 다 차라 이제 차라 방법이 돼야지 차디기 요래. 저저 좀 내는 게 숭애디 다 미답을 참여 땡치네. 참모질로 숭기 요래. 저 밥 원해 숭애들에. 봐봐 저 미답을 쓰도 다 이제 차라 밥 미답을 차라 방법이 듯이 이런 거로 봐.
And of course, there are different. Levels of subtlety behind the explanation of what impermanence really is. So there is coarse impermanence and subtle impermanence. So coarse impermanence and subtle impermanence. The impermanence that the Buddha was mainly alluding to was subtle impermanence.
What does he mean? That? 나는 미답어 원해지 미답어 탐어세디 원해지 똑바로까워지 자야지 비전 미답어 탐어지 똑마토나 다 두시에 둥하기를 한시 통해야지 비전다 시다게 갖고 있어래 그러나 또 미답어 탐어지 똑마토나 오늘 두시에 둥하기를 세디 그러나 둥하 숨기는 두시에 둥하기를 세디 비전다 똑바로까워지 미답어 똑마토나 그러나 미답어 뒤에 탐어지
So realizing what subtle impermanence is a challenging task. But however, without realizing subtle impermanence, it is not possible to understand the all-pervasive compounded suffering or what is translated as the suffering of conditionality. So out of the three types of suffering, it is the third type, isn't it? The suffering of conditionality. So without understanding subtle impermanence, realizing subtle impermanence, there's no way to realize what suffering of conditionality is. All things, it is said that all things, all compounded phenomena are impermanent, but the actual, the specific example of the impermanent phenomenon that we should primarily focus on is ourselves, that we ourselves are in the nature of impermanence. Yeah. So without realizing that we ourselves are in the nature of impermanence, then it is difficult for us to see, you know, how we are actually suffering. It is really difficult to realize the impermanence of our own impermanence, and in particular our own, and the fact that we are in the nature of subtle impermanence. It is our experience in that, you know, when we think of ourselves, there is the I, or the person who woke up in the morning, and then there's the person that exists in the later part of the day, let's say in the evening. But when we think of ourselves, we look at the eye of this morning and the eye of now, we spontaneously and instinctively feel that it is the same eye. The person hasn't changed at all. Yeah. And similarly, when we look at our bodies, we feel that the body of this morning and the body of the current moment is the same. It hasn't changed. Yeah. So to realize subtle impermanence is very difficult. So what we instinctively believe is that the eye of this morning, the eye of the evening, and the body of this that we have, they had this morning, and the body of this current moment, is the same. It's never changed, And we instinctively believe that this is the case, But is that the reality of the eye? Is that the reality of our bodies? No. If you think about it, the reality is that the eye and our bodies has changed. In fact, from this morning up to now, it has changed in each and every single moment up to now. It has changed. But we don't realize it, we don't see it, isn't it?
Otoxine, Chaza, that pena pedilis and antiqua pena 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 caso, singi, zechila, neparche, da? Anichi co, you to coina, Ross, made you to coina, Gamma college tongue to go, college, you to coina, colo your mother in aco. 고고지 만들어 지금 남체 고고지 진바지 것도 와 어떻게 남신지 쇼가나 공다버도 주어 두고야래 이날 그 직도 진대시 나디 로트용 그 인구야래 배티 남신지 또
So imagine if you were to light, set a stick on fire and twirl it quickly, So when you do that, you know, then there's this appearance of a firebrand, a wheel, isn't it? Yeah. But in reality, there isn't a wheel. Yeah. So likewise, although we instinctively believe that the eye and the body, for example, doesn't change, you know, from moment to moment, it appears to us as the same. But in the reality is that the body and mind, the eye, constantly changing in each and every moment.
Yeah.
So the point is that while we believe, instinctively believe, and think that that's the reality, that the eye of this morning, the eye of now, is the same, didn't change, the body of this morning, body of now, didn't change. Although we believe, this is how it appears to us, and this is what we believe, but the reality is that that is a mistake. Yeah. That's not true, it's false.
Yeah.
So in the study of in the great treatises, in the study of logic, yeah. So the common example that is the common argument statement is phrased in this way: the subject sound is impermanent because it is a product. So by the valid proof of product, one establishes that sound is impermanent.
Oh, then this is that. Then you go crazy, na? That mitaba sudoka na? That jiba seishi le. That mitaba thanda di jiba seishi. That cheba se thanda di keba sugo. That thanda ni, raba? That bena ko thanda do shai do kana? That mitaba thanda do se do jiba la sugo. That cheba sudoka na? That keba se la sugo. Keba ni cheba seishi. That ming tuksi ni toma, raba? That mo chila to pata de shimi da sudo.
So in this case, when we talk about sound, and sound is proving that sound is impermanent by the reason of it being a product. So impermanent here means disintegration. Yeah. Impermanent here means disintegration. And product here means creation, isn't it? Something new is created, yeah. But, you know, you think about this too, the meaning of this too, impermanence and product, they are actually one entity, but different isolates, yeah.
Hope you're not confused, huh? Huh? Not confused first day. That tonda tere, doksine, that tonda yin, that rangi pungpo la chale.
If we apply this line of reasoning by changing the subject to, let's say, oneself, or I, the subject I is impermanent because it is a product, or my body is impermanent because it is a product. So because one's body is a product, because it's produced, that being the reason, then one establishes that one's body is in fact impermanent.
어떻게네 돈다니 다랑이 봉보디 직배 추절에 거 깨바라와 세이다 돈다니 봉보디 내시 밥제 다랑이 봉보디 아니 귤라더니 깨바인 거리 떼어서 내라래 진짜 다 직발에서 직배 추절했습니다 네번네 관시.
So at the end of the day, what one has to establish, and the point is that, you know, we are by in the nature of impermanence. We are impermanent. Our body is impermanent. And because it was produced. Yeah. It is in the nature of impermanence. It is changing, disintegrating moment by moment. Why? Because it is a product. It was produced.
So,
that's why the Buddha said, because it is produced, it is a phenomenon that undergoes disintegration. Because it is produced, by the very reason, therefore, anything that is produced has the nature of disintegration. It is impermanent. Yeah.
Oh, tinde sine, tinde inzang, ta tinde ani pena ta tinde jeba di gui chabares. Ta jikwa di gui chabare mares. Ta di ang onzo samata ani jebe gui tini gi ani jikwa jabares. Lwa jikwa jeje gi gui xian yo mare. Chue tere di jeje gi gui takaran gi.
So because it is produced, then that phenomenon that is produced, it is in the nature of impermanence, that it undergoes disintegration in each and every single moment. Okay? So production arises due to a cause. Yeah, there must be a cause that gives rise to production, isn't it? Then, what then is the cause of that phenomenon having the nature of impermanence? You know, is there a cause other than the cause that led to its production, or is there something else? So, in the Buddhist teachings, it is asserted that the cause of the production of a particular phenomenon is itself the very cause of its disintegration. Oh, this is something that we need to think about and establish for ourselves. So essentially, impermanence and product are essentially one, having the same one nature, one entity. Just that they are different isolates, yeah. And of course, this is an extremely difficult point to realize. In order to develop a definite understanding and realization of the meaning of subtle impermanence, one has to realize this, that whatever is produced necessarily undergoes disintegration. It is the nature of impermanence. So, yeah. Otherwise, there's no way to realize subtle impermanence.
But this sometimes when a marmedo juana, when a chumido parshabana, chumid shitsane, the woody shea parana, don't buy unaman, roa, chumid gigrova, chumi parche, chumi shiba tang wedi kapa tunyamre, yanti parla yang, tongcha yuna, kande.
So you light a candle, then there will come a time when the candle die, and you light a candle and then there's a flame, isn't it? There's a fire. So when the candle is lit, then there's illumination, isn't it? Light, yeah. So then when the candle flame dies off, so the light disappears as well, isn't it? So the disappearing or the ceasing of the light, does it happen simultaneous with the cessation of the batalam, or there's an intervening, there's something that intervenes, there's an intervening period. The first the batalam dies and then the light ceases, the illumination.
At the same time.
The point that that one has to understand is that any impermanent phenomenon undergoes momentary change in each and every single moment. But while that particular impermanent phenomenon exists, while it exists, it exists as a continuum, isn't it? Its continuum exists. For example, the body existed in the morning and it exists now, so there's a continuum. Yeah? So yes, the body, while that specific body exists, but during that time, it's not that the body doesn't undergo change. While it exists, while there's the continuum of that specific impermanent phenomenon, but in each and every single moment of that continuum, that disintegration is happening, change is happening. Well, this is what we have to understand. So when we think about, we have to then utilize our time. So especially when we have the time and opportunity, not to let it go to waste, but to engage in to educate ourselves, to learn, and then to think about things, to learn and to reflect on the Buddhist teachings. Yeah. So by continually reflecting on impermanence, that will impel us to take the opportunity or whatever time we have an opportunity, as much as possible to engage in, to move the mind in the direction of virtue. Whether it is doing your prayers or engaging in practice or study or learning. And also whatever we learn and study, we should always apply it, to our own mind and use it as much as possible to try our best to weaken, to reduce our afflictions, the three mental poisons.
Yeah. Sosola tunge be kabla ani che samje samge tamje shaje ani chikda uta chikoye otine sare.
So we have to remind ourselves, you know, of our own impermanence, and you know, then impel ourselves, you know, to engage in virtue, whatever that is good, you know, to seize the opportunity and to, you know, to kind of make a pledge to ourselves, you know, to seize the opportunity while there's the opportunity, when all the different conditions are still there, and to make use of the opportunity and just try our best.
Yeah. Sajedi to Kuale, Shadavi Pendo Chibuyore, so to Tuzuna, Grova Sajeshi, and it's our demand, Roche, Otinista, Dotumako, Shunga Kuale, Chabachibuyore, Grova Tati, Sazan, Mamalovan, Sajeres, Lonin, Tower, Jan, Dotu, Ayumarisha, Rova, Tazo, Carson, Koran, Tower, Koran, Raji, Karasum, to Kuado, she let him now, Rova, but in this summer Tangsheta.
With regards to the approach, you know, that we can take when studying this text, for example, ideally, if we can study the text by following the outline of the commentary, then there's a great benefit. And there's a purpose, yeah, it's very helpful to help us gain, you know, an overview, a good overview and understanding of the different sections and all different parts of the text, yeah, ideally, yeah, okay? But I don't think we'll be able to do that in our case. But rather, if we can, you know, just, you know, get some understanding of some of the verses, you know, in the text, you know, then I think that would be that would suffice, yeah, for our purpose. So, but for those of you who really have the interest and would like to read the root text, you know, together with the outline of the commentary, and the commentary here is the one by Yao Sap Jie. So that the outline of Yao Sap Jie's commentary to this root text is available in English. But those of you who are interested, you can always, you know, find out how to get your hands on it. So I hope that, you know, I can just try to explain, you know, the meaning, you know, as much as possible of the verses, and I hope to go as quickly as I can.
Um,
the studying of this text is different from, let's say, the study of some other philosophical subjects, yeah, in that this text is intellectually not that challenging. In fact, it is not difficult to understand. This text, which is called Engaging in the Deeds of a Bodhisattva, has 10 chapters. So the first chapter is an explanation of the benefits of the mind of enlightenment, or the benefits of bodhicitta. This is a teaching of the Mahayana, right? So in order for a person to be a Mahayanist, one must have developed the realization of bodhicitta. Yeah, then one becomes a Mahayanist. Yeah. So and in order to develop the bodhicitta, here one has to first develop belief in bodhicitta, develop enthusiasm for developing bodhicitta, and develop faith in bodhicitta. So for that reason, in the first chapter, the benefits of bodhicitta are explained. It doesn't mean that one will be able to adopt bodhicitta and generate bodhicitta, even, you know, if you have enthusiasm and faith and belief in it, you know. Because in order to adopt, to generate bodhicitta, to adopt bodhicitta, one must overcome the obstacles, which are the negativities, which have to be purified, and one has to accumulate the merit and virtue, which is the favorable condition, yeah. And then on the basis of confessing, purifying one's negativities, and collecting merit, then one has to adopt bodhicitta through a ritual. Yeah. So for those reasons, therefore, there are chapter two and chapter three. Chapter two is called confessing negativities, and chapter three is completely adopting or upholding bodhicitta. Yeah.
Oh, 아니 sem jebe mi shoba, ane shik da jasegi choba la lapu kuyo re, jatang jasegi choba lobe la, ane choba chi la lapsu, ane choba chira la lapsu, sene otuk sene jabra yungde, tina ane da choba chi la lobe la, ane shik da, jansegi choba chi, ane shik minyabar chi, ane langdor kain, watine nyamsu langgoya chi du, ane shik da, ane kalso re, da liwu, shiba, ane payogi liwu sene,
So then one adopts a bodhicitta through a ritual and one develops and generates this mind enlightenment. But it is insufficient to just adopt a bodhicitta through a ritual. After one has adopted and generated bodhicitta through a ritual, it is important to not let that mind of enlightenment that was adopted to degenerate. So in order to not let us one's commitment degenerate, one has to know exactly what to adopt and what to discard. Yeah. And for that reason, and there is chapter 4, which is titled the chapter on conscientiousness.
What did I say? Tinamata, Joba Chis, that Chadalo of Souls, or that tea on the chine, the Casor, Zoto, that Casor, that Tinshi Tengue, Anishik, Zoto, Anishik, that Sudim Lava Sume, Rava, Anishik, that Tinshi Tengue, Rava, that Joba Chiral of Souls, and that Chadassi, the part of the Simpatula of Sudis Sunguere, Chaza, Tikabla, that Toma, Anishik, Sudim Tinshi Teng, or tea on the chine, that Liu Maba.
So after adopting bodhicitta, it's important to not let it degenerate. And after adopting bodhicitta to a ritual, there is the training in the deeds on the practices of bodhisattva. With respect to that, there is the general training and the specific training. So the specific training refers to the training in the perfections, The general training here will be covered in chapter four, when there's the teaching on conscientiousness, teaching on what one has to adopt and what one has to discard with regards to one's training. So this is a general explanation. And then in chapter five, the chapter on vigilance or introspection. Yeah. In that, once one has adopted bodhicitta, it is important to maintain one's ethical discipline. Yeah. And in order to maintain one's ethical discipline, and one needs mindfulness and vigilance. Yeah. And for that reason, there's therefore in chapter 5, there's an explanation of that. Yeah.
What did she? That cinema, Anishita, Tijala, the Liu Tuba, Sovelu, Anishik Tinemata, Sobala, Loque, in the Sovelu Ungure, Anishik Sundula Loque, Atundu Liu Supremudua, Cinema, Anni Sandana Loque, in the Shadow Loque, the Liuku, Atuxini, Depot, the Persian Tuxin, Tuxinita, Presenta, Tuxinilate, Sare.
So then,
Persima, Atuxin.
Then there is chapter 6, which is deals with the perfection of patience, and chapter 7, on joyous perseverance, and chapter 8, you have teachings on the perfection of meditative stabilization, and then in chapter 9, is the teaching on the perfection of wisdom, and then chapter 10, is the chapter of dedication.
What took she? That is that Javana, that name the penna, that part of the Shima took Senita, that Jimbenyam Nendiani, Kawatemare, Sotinis Lugana, and Isipa, Tuxini, Carson, Moe, Pap, Penamoe, Leonala, and Isi Jimbenyam, and Tingres, so Carson, Ranga Bulums, Jason, Shell and Wayashi, Sumerism, that Jimbenyam Nendi, and Moe, a couple of Tingres, Tuxinita.
So if you were to ask, where is the practice of the perfection of generosity indicated in the text? Yeah. So according to the commentaries, the perfection of generosity is indicated in the chapter of dedication. Because in the chapter of dedication, there is the verse which says, you know, to dedicate one's body and roots of virtue and enjoyments to Adesya.
So these are the
10 chapters, and so this text engaging the deeds of a bodhisattva is essentially a text of teaching, showing the whole practice of the great vehicle, the Mahayana. The prayer, the dedication prayer that most people are aware of, you know, Changju Semcho Rinpoche, may the precious Bodhicitta not yet born arise and go, may that born have no decline but increase forevermore. So that verse essentially, you know, is the condensed meaning of all the 10 chapters of this text. And so if you expand on the meaning of this dedication prayer, then you have these 10 chapters here. But if you were to condense the subject matter, the meaning of these 10 chapters, they can be condensed into this one dedication verse. So in the verse, may the precious bodhicitta or the mind of enlightenment, yeah, not yet born, arise and grow. Yeah. So when we talk about bodhicitta or the mind of enlightenment, the mind of enlightenment, you can look at it in terms of the conventional mind of enlightenment and the ultimate mind of enlightenment. Yeah. Okay. So when we see the many precious mind of enlightenment, not yet born, arise and go, we're talking about these two minds of enlightenment, the conventional mind of enlightenment and the ultimate mind of enlightenment. So in order for that which has not arisen and for it to arise, you have then the first three chapters explaining how, in order for that to happen. The first chapter is explaining the benefits of bodhicitta, chapter number two, confessing the activities, and number three, completely upholding or completely adopting
bodhicitta.
So it's not sufficient to adopt bodhicitta and then let it degenerate. So as the dedication prayer goes, isn't it? May the precious bodhicitta and the mind of enlightenment not yet born arise and grow. But it continues, the prayer continues. May that bond have no decline. Yeah? So it's important to not let this bodhicitta that which has arisen to degenerate. So in as a method for stopping the degeneration of the bodhicitta that has been generated, then there is the practice of conscientiousness, vigilance, and patience, which are indicated or taught in chapters 4 to 6.
어떻게 제단다 대신에 다 봐요 시신 아니 수별로 시다 지치 못해 어떻게 봐래
So chapters chapters on conscientiousness, vigilance, and patience then becomes very important.
어떻게 다 드네마 아니지 고뇌 공부 배우셔 so 다 드 아니지 만약받지면
So then the dedication prayer ends with increase forevermore. So on top of not letting the bodhicitta that has been adopted, you know, to degenerate, you must ensure that it increases as well. You know. So for that, you know, one needs joyous perseverance. And one needs to meditate on meditative and develop meditative stabilization. One needs wisdom as well. Yeah? So therefore, you have chapters 7 and 9. That took it to Toby Mashi. So the bodhicitta that has not arisen, then one must develop it. Then once it is developed, then you must ensure that it doesn't degenerate. And on the basis of that, then one strives to increase the bodhicitta. And through this process, the final fruit of attainment. You know, one achieves the result of following this process is one achieves the final fruit of attainment. Yeah, and the whole purpose of attaining this final fruit of attainment is to solely to work for the benefit and the welfare of others. Yeah. So in that sense, this you know, the whole purpose of cultivating bodhicitta, not letting it degenerate, and then striving to increase it, the whole purpose is to achieve that goal and the final fruit of attainment, which is for others. Yeah. And so in this prayer is kind of like a wish, you know, a prayer and an aspiration for that final fruit of attainment, yeah, to benefit others.
What in the shop? That. 도시네 다도나 남겨야 한다 꿀롱디 계심부슈 있으니다 골라 꿀롱 계심으로 했으니 딱바다 난 라마트는 순조 카레 남바에나 통마타 꿀롱 계심으로 했으니 쉬우 순구여래 다 삼로 있다나 계심으로 다 소소이 지난디 다 준주 침부터 가르치도 힘봤어 미치와티나 어 디치도 인세 소소 삼로 과지고 해야지 계심으로 준주 침부 아니 신세 록세 신세 가르치도 힘봤으나 소소련지하시고야시
I mean, it is said that the motivation is very important, isn't it? Motivation for doing anything. And motivation, especially at the beginning of doing something, is very important, isn't it? So likewise, you know, then the motivation for learning about studying this text then becomes important, yeah? So each of us have to find our own motivation. You know, we have to look inside us and ask ourselves, why am I here? Why should I study this? Why am I studying this? Why am I learning about this? Why am I, you know? Yeah. Why is it? We have to have an answer for ourselves. We need that. Yeah. So when we say set the motivation, so we need an answer for ourselves.
Yeah.
You have to find your own answer. And until you find the answer, you have to ask yourself over and over again. Why?
Huh? Did you palm? Huh? Haven't palm? So I just share my thing. Yeah. When I was studying, once young, of course, when I was 12 to 15, I had no idea why I'm studying Buddhist philosophy. I had no idea. I didn't have much idea. I didn't have motivation, you know, why I'm studying. I'm just following the people. It's class, you have morning, night, you have to go. You know, there's no choice. So, only age of, I don't know, 17 or 18, then when I debate in Kapan, so there's some geshes come from Sera, then those people answer, then we have to debate to them. So it's extremely difficult to debate them. You know, it looks they are so scholar, so they can say everything like enlightened being, you know? Any question you ask, they can answer for you. You know, which text you ask, they can answer for you. You know, that's what I feel when I was 17 or 18, when you debate with them, you know? That's the feeling come in my heart. I can't imagine, you know, how can they remember everything in their brain, you know. Of course, those are geshes study, all these subjects study about 10 years, 15 years behind, before, you know. Still they remember everything. So, we are young that time. We study just now. Even that, we don't know, you know. So, I just admire, I don't know, yeah. Become quite surprised, you know. So just kind of, some kind of wish arise. How wonderful I can answer like that, you know. So only that time, some kind of motivation arise for me. I think that's called motivation, I think, I don't know. Huh? So I just, how wonderful if I know all the texts, you know. which ever text I read, oh, this read, that read, I ever understand everything. So like that, also that time also Lama Lundu teach us, you know, like one sentence, like, you know, for example, like that, Changjo Semcho Rinpoche. Of course, I have zero idea that time. So they can explain really good, you know, the word. And also, like, how wonderful, you know, if I can able to understand the topic. So that's how that makes me to study, to complete, not complete, but labeling complete study, yeah. So I think that happened to me. So for me, is that motivate for me to study so long, about 15, 20 years. Because of that, how many times you study, how many books you read, there's almost never-ending learning, the never-ending of question. The question coming more and more, you know. You think more, but you know more, something you don't know more, you know. So it's quite, I've been quite challenging, you know. So then, so for me it's like that, because always wondering, want to know. But that time I don't have much motivation going to teach other, or go to meditation, or teach to other people, or I just have that kind of thought in my mind. For me, it's just I want to know, you know. Just want to know everything, you know. Huh? There'd be gyasu, yeah? So like that keep pushing me like that. So somehow, all the time, keep coming that kind of mind. So that pushed me to study furthermore. So only that time, then really sometimes you think so much, you know, you read so many commentary, then you read, this is so many teaching, sometimes you think you know that. But sometimes the teacher asks the question, you don't know anything, what do you understand? Totally wrong. No? So there I find the teacher is extremely important at that moment. We can really clarify you, you know, making very clear, you know, what is right, what is wrong. Because sometimes you read the book, I mean, look like you understand something, but it cannot be right. Yeah, you're getting some just rough idea, but you don't really go deep down. So like that, with the teacher, then I think I find much more beneficial. You know, really, you can understand deep down with a good understanding. Then that time, you really appreciate the teacher is there, you know. So, I mean, this is just how I feel and how I motivate, how I was motivated myself. You know, so something like that. So, just to share that. So here, yeah, so, oh, Tindachini. Tindachini, Zantako, Otokshini, Chazan Kaduin, Chivatan Kwashi, that Lopjun Kadichi, Chigus, Otokshini, Rwa, Otokshini, Shi. And so, me, Dameda, you got it, the machine by Shimba Chegi, me, you got it, that one in Yamne, Tashim by Chising, Gulu, you got it, that Shianang when the Rang, number Tawashi, number Tawashi, Gulung, Tinde, you got it, that Gulung Kari, you know, Menere, Tondain, Gulung Chik, Shukchibuka, the Kitchen, Bisha, Rwa, Monson, Bisha, Dave, and Gom Yabai, Kari Chiba, and Gulung Yapus, one is Susuba. So
everybody, you know, we have to ask ourselves, you know, why you're going to study this, yeah. So motivation is everything. Motivation is the driving force. Of course, there are a whole variety of motivations. Yeah. Everybody's motivation is different. Some people want to know because I know to learn. Some people maybe because they really want to put into practice, or some people maybe think because they really want to know and then be able to share and teach and help others, you know. So whatever it is or whatever it is not, the point is you have to find the driving force, the motivation that drives you. Yeah. So, and the reason why people get stuck or don't really achieve much, you know, it's neither here nor there, you know, just going along, you know. It boils down to not being clear in their mind what they want, you see, the motivation. You know. That's why motivation is everything, because it drives. It's the thing that drives and then determines the output, the result, yeah.
어떻게 어떻게 가도에나 찍다 소속군 주셨다 알로 좀 집에 갑라 어떻게 했다 약보 주셔 아니 강토도 아 갈래 약과 어떤 데리셔
so whenever you know we study you learn it's important to then adjust you know, to check and adjust your motivation you know and then based on that and as much as possible then learn yeah
어떤 데서 다 토마르팅도 다 자가르케도 다 보디사도 자라 아바타라 스베게 전수심이 좁아라 좁아스 또 독신다 챙기 던다 다 던다 독신이 숨겨래
자가르케도 되는 거야
아 자가르케도 무슨
자가르케도
아
오케이 다 you are just trying anyway in the root text it says in the Indian language the Bodhisattva Chaya Vatara. In Tibetan, or in English here, engaging the deeds of a Bodhisattva. So that's how the text starts.
Otoshine, Tatundai, the Sanskrit Kimare, the Bodhisattva Ava, Chara Avatara, Sintundai, the Sanskrit Kim, Toksine, Tatirimare, Tatunda, Buddhisan, Changchuk, Sosineta, Changchuk, Sesh, Tatikoimare.
Okay, so in the Indian language, which means in Sanskrit here, the name of the text is the Bodhisattva Chaya Avatara. Yeah. So Bodhi, the Sanskrit word in Tibetan is made up of two syllables, Chang and Chuk.
어떻게 다 되게 아니지다 들어야네. 고아침부용하시 다 장축 세대 창화 세대 니모바노 시지지바 아니 말이바 창화 세시 다 돈다 추바 세도 다 지다우 다 윤대 탐지 콘수 추바 세 다 돈다 독신에 따래 다 어 독신 장축 세시 다 고아딘데 시운대래
So Bodhi in Tibetan is a 장축 and there's something really big and great, you know, and important to understand, or to be understood, you know, when you look at the word chang and chuk. Yeah. Chang means to purify, all the obscurations, and here, to purify all the obscurations, you know, that limit, you know, that prevents omniscience, to know obscurations that prevents, you know, all knowingness, yeah. And then chup is to internalize, you know, internalize to, it can be internalize or to actualize, but the point is to gather and to complete, you know, all the good qualities,
yeah.
In fact, there's so much, you know, that one can understand and read, you know, into the meaning of charm and chup. You know. But it all depends on one's level of education. Yeah. So if one's scope of learning is limited, yeah, then you know one's understanding of charm is means to purify or to get rid of something. You know. But there's so much to be said about charm, you know, because you know, here to purify the what obscurations. And then we go into more detail, what kind of obscuration. That is the afflictive obscurations, and then you have the knowledge obscurations, and then you know, go deeper and deeper as to what they are. Then as for chup, you know, to internalize, to actualize all the qualities. You know, we, for example, can talk about all the qualities and realizations of the 10 grounds, all the 10 bodhisattva grounds, which are for us, you know, something quite, you know, inconceivable and very difficult to fit, you know, into our limited minds. Yeah. But the point is, you know, if one's scope of learning is narrow, then you know, then there's only so much you can understand from this word. But if your scope of learning, you know, you have extensive learning, the more you learn, then you know, there's so much, you know, you can read, you know, you can get, you know, just from coming into contact with the word chang and chang chup, yeah. And then you know, then the clearer an idea you have of chang and chup, no, then you know, then you then when you think of enlightenment, you think of Buddha, no, then you really begin to you feel, no, this Buddha is, no, something really out of the ordinary. No. It's really something very special. The kind of understanding arises.
Yeah. Pesha mungu tani pendo minduk seishi tati yongdagi yongdeishi nye tinte mares nye takutu shude tiri pena changchuk sede wane chik simgi tinga wane chik pagi chowa yongaishi chik chowa yongaishi la wane chik ta chik lukyung karo chima chana changchuk seba chamji simgi na chowa yonga kapuro wa rawa wane kapuro chesan chik wane chik chabang seba changchuk sede chik ane chik wane chik gyamdo yuina re that changchup sinare sanje sinare jamsu to yu sanje sinare changchup sinare chi loi lo ngone chi ngone shenda me do yin ba chi chi taba che la pen do shenda me do yin ba chi ne sar
most people, it is widely known and widely believed by most people that there's no need to do extensive study, and what's the benefit of learning so much, you know, right? But I've always said that is not the case. That's wrong, yeah. Because you know your scope of learning determines, you know, how much you can get. You know, even just in this case, understanding what chang chup is, you know. So whether we say chang chup or we say enlightenment or we say Buddha or object or refuge, we're talking about the same thing, isn't it? Right? Isn't it? The more learning you have, that will translate into more understanding of what changchu is, or what your object, or who on earth you are taking, you're trusting yourself, and trusting yourself to Buddha, isn't it? So, the more education, the more learning you have, and when you come into contact with the word, or when you think of Buddha, the taste, you know, is very different. When you think of the Buddha, taste, your faith, your experience, your taste, you know, it's just very different, you know.
Oh, that internet, Ben, Japsu does you the Shendamedo in Bashita, Chick Namson, Chick Lunan, Korea, Yunque, called Shendamedo in Bash, Rava, Sazan Shemaina.
So, if you have a good understanding, a complete understanding of what Changchuk is, then when you think of your object of refuge, the Buddha here, then you really be able to see first, you know, you feel, oh, this is, you know, this is not your ordinary, your neighbor next door, or some ordinary, it's really, you know, something, you know, something extraordinary.
Oh, Tanashin. Jazan, that they said, because Sanjay says, Changchuk said, she gapshed, she sent a medal college of Jay, and Chunda Bajinwala, Kocha, and she dear, same Jay Tan. Today she sent the column when she got Poggy Japsu to say, you did, and she sent a medal, she so sweet, Tapa Chew, and in Dubai, what did they say?
So we understand what Changchuk is, you know, all the qualities, you know, the realizations and abandonments, and why the Changchuk was achieved, you know, for who, for the sake of others, you know, for sentient beings. then you understand that your object of refuge, the one who you are entrusting yourself to, is, you know, it's like this, you know. Then, you know, it's very helpful for giving rise to very, you know, strong faith, you know. So you chant then your Sempa, which in Sanskrit is Satta, Bodhisattva. So Sattva here is someone, is the, and refers to the courageous ones, who work for the welfare of others. So then you have Bodhisattva, then Charya, Avatara. So Charya means conduct. Chaya means conduct, yeah. Or deeds or conduct, yeah. Then avatara means to engage in, yeah.
What in the shot in a mata, toxineta, tigita, ten said it in the red, that on the mean toxineta, then you did sana disagree, says it, so that in a mata, that Anjusha, Sanja, the Susama, Tamja, the Charles Halo, Senita, Lozawa, Namjita, that Jusama, the Larva.
So that is the name of, that is the title of this treatise. Then you have the verse of homage made by the Lotawas of the past, and who translated, or Lotawa in English is loosely translated as translator. Yeah. So the translator pays homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
Otoshin, that Tien, that in the inside, Benada, Sanjala Sumatam, the Chasalo, said the Zozo, Mungita, the Chuyenamita, Kai Chevache, Karsora, that Tinjo Toma Gurun Dogala, Golata, Sanjala Sumatam, the Chasalo, said, Anishita, Anjambeshi, Dugala Chasalo, said, Anni Tamjambala Chasalo, said, Otinde, Anishita, Chuyenam Chevache, Tindechina. 치료 치고 그랬습니다. 제시 다티 치고의 균센데 조조다 가서 산재기 수납 탐재두는 데너 삼아 두두에 아니 데너 숨지 다 때나 준주자 차샤나 다 데너 숨 데너 숨게 나네 카운트 떠버렸어 데너 숨게 나네 카운트 떠버렸어 남산 다시 레러버터네 다 데데 데너 콘서 떠버렸어 남산 시트웨이 시도 다 추진합니다 산재도 신수 탐재 차차도
The Tibetan kings of the past instituted a rule or a system with regards to paying homage, you know, at the beginning of one's translated work. Yeah. So for example, you have a homage to all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas. Sometimes, you know, you have homage to the Yufu Manjugosha, and then sometimes you have homage to the Omniscient One, or the All-Knowing One. Yeah. So the point behind these three different kinds of homage, you know, is to indicate, you know, the scriptural collection into which this that particular treatise falls into, yeah, yeah. So by looking at the homage, you know, you will be able to identify immediately and easily as to which scriptural collection this particular treatise falls into. So in this case, the homage is paid to all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas. This is an indication that this treatise falls into the sutra collection, the Sutra Pitaka.
What did the shot? 그렇게 잘 되네. 아니 되는 칸도 똑바디 남산 데라도 똑투베 시도 고부진 세티네 있어래.
So if the homage is paid to the Yufu Manjugosha, they will indicate that the treaties would fall into the knowledge collection, or what is translated as the Abhidhamma Pitaka. Then if the homage is paid to the all-knowing one, or the homage to the omniscient one, then that would indicate that it's a treatise belonging to the Vinaya Pitaka. So anyway, yeah. So there's a system of paying homage by the Lotsawas, yeah. And based on the homage, based on the objects to whom they pay homage to, then one can easily identify which scriptural collection the treaties would fall into. Why do we need to give a name or title to a treatise, to a particular text, right? So in this case, the treatise is called Engaging the Deeds of the Bodhisattva, isn't it? So why do we have to name and want to give it a name? So according to the Descent into Lanka Sutra, the Buddha said that one affixes a name in order to eliminate the confusion of the sentient beings. They will be confused if we don't put a name.
The Buddha says there's no name that people will confuse. Huh? So that's why Buddha give the name. Have to give the name. I don't know. What in the shot that cinema that can she talk control the that the shot that the jump shy in sort of shit. Tuksini tati nzui tsendi peche deyesha tati nzui zamshaya tuksini tati ni tiri sabdi jala tati shi chuchi kungan shiji na tati an desu yungudu wati tati jala shuchi se tati nzui zamshaya se tati jukdu zamshaya wai kachi
Okay, if you have a question or two on anything.
We we stop soon, huh? After 10, 15 minutes, we stop. Yeah. Also, one thing, your check is with me. So. So better bang in today, yeah? So after the class, then you can come and check.
Yeah. Ken Bushi, this is a question pertaining to your question last time. My question is great compassion a kind of fear?
Huh?
Is great compassion a kind of fear? Fear of sentient being taking rebirth in samsara?
Fear.
That is the kind of compassion that we have. But I think the actual compassion is not like that. The fully qualified compassion is not like that. So, for the actual great compassion, it is a mind that is unable to bear with the suffering, that sentient beings are suffering. Yeah. Isn't it? But it is a mind of great courage. Very strong and courageous mind.
What took she need that in the check of that on that, take it up, then you take it, have something of that on dying, then you just chimbo, so the last some dead to me, she go here. What the new domena, dag a chain in the DJ, new to the dead to Marva, dag a chain in the lot of chimbo daddy, you just chimbo the ting. 이제 전부 그런 게 아니지 봐 깨야지 난 나게 제 섬신 이발 되게 많아 봐 다섯 되게 많아 봐 뭐 제단다 이제 수도 가라 원에 지금 닝도 돼 로시 자기에 단다 학성 대 랑지 부치기 학성지 지제를 인구도 와 고 원에 닝도 돼 많이 받아 되는 시도 해
So great compassion, yeah, is that mind is unable to bear the sentient beings are suffering, yeah. Although one doesn't have any solution, but one has courage, strength of mind, very strong, powerful courage. And it is precisely because it is such a courageous mind, and therefore it can induce the next, you know, mind, which is the mind of wholehearted resolve, isn't it? Which is that attitude thinking that I myself will do it alone, you know? So such a kind of attitude cannot arise if one doesn't have a very strong courageous attitude, isn't it?
딘데시레 고 이제 초래 왔어요. 다 돈다 티레 다 차받은 데데비 이제 다 딘데 시도 가나 아니 지금까지 이제 이나야 썸나나요? 쉬어 강한데 아니 남다게 아 딘데 제시만들 용대시 소소 다티 고 가서라다 일이 차다나 저 이제 차비야 말해 고 일인 게 이제 니세와 차비야 말해 차받은 데와 차비야 말해 딘자 거야 먼저 냠뇽 왔대나야 저
So the kind of compassion that we have is the very ordinary, limited kind of compassion. Because our kind of compassion is mixed with attachment, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you had a feeling of compassion arising, but because it's mixed with attachment and because it is not free from bias, therefore, while we generate that kind of ordinary compassion, then the mind also becomes quite tight, yeah. Quite tight, quite narrow, quite, you know, and you feel kind of like, you know, uneasy, you know, and disturbed, yeah. And there's some worry, yeah. That's the kind of compassion that we have, lah. It's what we call a partial, yeah. A partisan of partial, yeah. Compassion, yeah.
So that was the Ninja Chimbo said in the Shell and Yirim, Ninja Chimbo Sutiako. Then they get to buy none, then they answer Casual, some Shinang, I'm right in the day, Beijing Gusma, I got up. Some not under Simshu, yeah, watching. What did you agree, sir?
So the mind of great compassion is a mind that does not have like preferences, yeah. Over some and not with others, yeah. Yeah, I mean, sentient beings. So as such, you know, there's no prejudice. So it does not come. I don't think such a pure mind of great compassion comes with these kinds of worries and fears. And in fact, it is a very courageous mind. Yeah. I think, I guess, yeah.
Of the practices here is that we should develop great compassion to become a Buddha. I always have this mental block that even if you become a Buddha, you still cannot release the suffering of sentient beings. So the question is, why become a Buddha? You cannot, you know, the Buddhas have been around, they have been enlightened, but still sentient beings' suffering is still ever going on and on and on. So you know, we aspire to become Buddhas. So if we become a Buddha, can we really stop the suffering of sentient beings? So that's my sort of mental contradiction I always have. I never quite resolve that. Perhaps you can help me resolve this conflict I have. Thank you.
Look like you don't want to get enlightened. Huh? You want to be enlightened or not? No, you want to be enlightened or not? Huh? Only your suffering. Okay. Not our suffering. Huh? You think you can help somebody? Huh? You cannot help anybody, you think? No, I'm talking now. Can you help somebody? Yes. Yeah? If you are more better, you can help more? If you have good heart, you have plenty of money. Possible, yeah? Can help 10 people, 20 people, 100 people, depending on quality and money and heart is in. So, if you get enlightened, can help many people? So good to get enlightened, Pastor.
Rinpoche, is it true that you have to develop single-minded concentration in order to have real bodhicitta?
Single-pointed meditation.
Single-pointed concentration in order to develop digital. So if that's the case, then why the practices is like the concentration is before, after he have the practice of concentration is in the Bodhisattva's deed, you know? Yeah.
Well, if you look at the great treatises, it's quite evident, for example, in Maitreya's Abhisamya Alankara, in the commentaries to that, that you need calm abiding in order to actualize bodhicitta.
Can you say about it? Then your question is? What? Yeah.
So in the context of the perfections, where you have the perfection of meditative stabilization which precedes the perfection of wisdom, in the discussion of the perfection of meditative stabilization here, when we talk about calm abiding, we're not talking about calm abiding in general. Because a calm abiding in the continuum of a bodhisattva is not necessarily a calm abiding that is focused on emptiness. So the discussion of the generation of calm abiding in the context of the perfections is more referring to the calm abiding focusing on emptiness, because based on that, you know, then one develops a union of special calm abiding and special insight. So if you remember our discussion in the previous module on the paths and grounds, yeah. So the bodhisattva only the bodhisattva achieves the calm abiding, focusing on emptiness, on the Mahayana great path of accumulation. When that bodhisattva achieves the special insight, focusing on emptiness, it's only then that he becomes someone who is on the powerful preparation.
Then
subsequently, when that bodhisattva realizes emptiness directly, then he becomes someone who is on the path of seeing, right?
Okay. I think God is. Okay, we stop here. Today, I don't know what. Today is everybody's birthday or Sunday, I don't know if they said. Explain.
So today is the seventh day of the lunar first month.